see if we can bring Brett into the conversation, calling from Prescott. Good morning, Brett.
Yes. Good morning, and sorry about that. I don't know how I didn't hear you guys click on. But
that's okay, man. We enjoyed the jamming.
I know how you didn't.
It was your fault. You brought up the air guitar with the last
That's right.
Clearwater, and I'm like, no, heck with the air guitar. I'm going to get my guitar and try.
Get the real thing out. Well, what do you got going on at the house this morning in Prescott?
I'm with Romy. How do you have high Prescott or high APS bills in Prescott? But I've been for the last, quite some time, I've been having problems with APS and their $335 is what I'm paying each month for my utilities.
All right, and that's you got the budget plan where it's just the same every month.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get on the lower. I haven't. I'm out of work, so I don't have the money to be just kind of throwing to the birds as they fly by. But
Brett, how many square feet is your home?
Probably about 1,600, 17.
How old is the home?
88.
Built in 88.
Is it all electric, or do you have gas heat?
I do have gas, but unfortunately, when I got the house, we didn't have any source of air conditioning and or heat. I grew up in Cave Creek, so when the gentleman whom I won't name the name, but he sold me on a heat pump train unit, and I've literally have had problems ever since. He never turned in my warranty to train. He didn't have any. He ended up selling the company to somebody else up here who's stayed with the same name. But I've replaced the motor on my outside unit. I've had to do
how,
the little.
How many people live in the house?
My wife, my daughter, and then my mother-in-law and myself.
Four people in a 1,600 square foot home, you are overpaying for utilities. Something is over consuming for sure.
Thank you.
You should be at about half that.
That's what I figured. And I'm like, we tried doing, I pretty much take your word as gold and godsend. And it's that during the summertime, I'd do the super cooling as much as I could yada. But
okay, here's what I want you to do, Brett. We do consulting for people on their power bills for a small fee. I'm going to do yours for free. I'm going to need, not over the air, but I'm going to need to reach out to you next week and get your APS account number, your password number. I'm going to go into the web-based portal at APS. I'm going to see how you're consuming power for the last 12 months. With that, I'll be able to tell what is going on. So we've got your name. We've got your number. Watch for my phone call next week. I'll analyze it, and I'll get back to you. Is that fair?
Oh, yes, sir. I will kiss your feet, literally.
No, you won't do that.
I was going to bother you when you were up here during the light parade, but I'm like, you know what? He's up here, and he's enjoying himself. He's got a good band to listen to. No, don't go up there and bother him. Just let him have a good time. And I'm like, so I've been hem-hawing around because I listen to you all the time, but it's like I'd never want to bother you.
Let's get on this situation and get your bills down to where they need to be. That's the kind of service I love providing for our Arizona homeowners. That's one way I can become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And
you are overpaying. We can fix it.
Meantime, Brett, rock on. We had an email come in.
Jim, make sure you save his name and number for a follow-up phone call next week, okay? Just bring it into the office on Tuesday.
Great, great question back from one of our newsletter subscribers. Barbara says, we're looking to hire a remodeling company, but the owner's name is not the same name that's on the license at the Register of Contractors. Should the owner's name of the company match the name on the company's register at the ROC?
It is not all that unusual for the owner not to be the qualifying party. If I were getting ready to contract with a contractor where the owner wasn't the qualifying party, I would want to find out how old is the company and how long has that qualified party been associated with the firm.
And that's the most important thing. Make sure they are associated.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Make sure it's the same company. Some people will take an ROC license that's not theirs to claim that they're licensed.
So let's find out how long the two have been associated. How long has that particular individual been the actual qualifying party for that company? Okay, I hope that helps. Well, all right, y'all. I want y'all to stay tuned. We're going to be doing a conversation in the next hour with an expert on homeowner. And Larry, I see your call. We're not going to be able to squeeze your call in, but don't hang up. If you get into Rosie on House, you'll get an answer. I'm just going to have to answer you at the top of the hour when we're off the air. So I'll get you the answer you're looking for.
And listen, Jennifer, sweet Jennifer, our regular call screener, is not in today.
Right.
Our new gal, Jennifer Gura, is call screening.
Be nice.
If you've got a grievance with a homeowners association,
I don't think they will.
That's fine. You can call and tell us. But don't take it out on the call screen.
We're going to talk about the positive components of home ownership, homeowners associations, and what they can do for you and the value of your home and the protection of your property.
It's our first day call screening. Don't scare her away.